Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do our Suffer Well devotional series. And we're looking at, evidently, something that we all must come through, the decision and the choice we make in life. As we read this devotional today from the Suffer Well devotional series, and then I'll do a little teaching on it, but I start reading. To substitute what satisfies in the moment, regardless of established truth, has been the way of mankind from the beginning. Trading facts for feelings is littered throughout man's history. It evidently boils down to the inability to believe Yahweh and His sovereignty, thus uncovering a primitive distrust in Him, His mythologies, and in His commandments. There is a heavy price to pay physically and spiritually for lack of faith. Disbelief first ages a man spiritually, and we don't mean it, that it matures him. It makes him old, as in degenerated. And how does this affect his spiritual life? It traps him in the same bad doctrines that caused the disease in the first place. We think of modern areas, you would say things like this: you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And you have learned so often in these devotions, the physical shadow always reflects the spiritual reality. There is a pattern that accompanies the choice of distrust and disbelief of the great I Am. It was established in the garden, and it leads to death and labor. If you can eat from it, you will certainly die. Genesis 2:17. The ground is cursed because of you. Through hard work, you will eat food that comes from every day of your life. Genesis 3:17. You can resist this, but kicking against the goals is fertile. Acts 26:14. The sad thing is that history will not heal this issue for mankind. It has to be a personal choice, not a historical one. All the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied. Ecclesiastes 6:7. If history could have done it, Cain's example of his own effort yielding bad fruit would have taught us this lesson in Genesis 4, verses 3 to 7. Instead of heeding the warning, sin is lying outside your door ready to attack. It wants to control you, but you must master it. As it says in Genesis 4, verse 7, he watered the ground with his brother's blood. He is therefore cursed from the ground, verse 11, which would forever yield bad fruit. Genesis 4, 10 to 12. If history could heal us, the Exodus would have taught us a lesson. 42 campsites named in Numbers 33, plus 17 others mentioned elsewhere in the Torah, all stopping grounds before crossing over the Jordan. There was lots of setting up and breaking down over 40 years. All those extra years and extra sets and extra stops because of distrust and therefore disobedience. Who did the Mighty One swear would never enter his place of rest? He was talking about those who didn't obey him. So we see that they couldn't enter his place of rest because they didn't believe. Hebrews 3:18 to 19. Evidently, knowing the history does not matter. The pattern continues, and you are participating in it. You might be experiencing it right now. The temptation to choose feelings over facts, satisfaction in the moment over truth and reality, disobedience that leads to death, and labor over trusting His sovereignty. The remedy is also in you. It is a choice you can make today, a choice to believe everything about Him. Much of the faith to do so is a gift that has already been deposited in you. The final piece is your choice. Much of the faith to do so is a gift that has already been deposited in you in the final piece of choice. And the opportunity to arise when your feelings counteract your faith. Choose this day whom you will serve, facts or feelings. As for us, we will proclaim as mandated, I will serve you. Joshua 24, verse 15. Turn to me when I warn you. I will generously pour out my spirit for you. I will make my words known to you. Proverbs 1:23. Okay, so that is a wonderful devotional from the Suffwell devotional series for this morning and this day. But we have to ask ourselves the question here of who is truly faithful? Are you truly faithful? And what does faithfulness mean? Well, to have faith, you must trust in what you're believing in. You must have that trust. You understand the Bible is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, life versus death, blessings versus curses, healing versus disease. It's all a book of opposites. But when we think about faith, it's trust versus distrust. Or, shall I say, who do you put your trust in more? Now, I could say man's ways or Yahweh's ways. For until you get that circumcised heart, they are not the same. They are counteracting to each other. Only with Yahweh in you can you do what Yahweh wants. Not only will you do what he wants, but you will take on the mind of Yahweh. And you will begin to understand it. The average man does not understand Yahweh's ways because they don't trust him. They don't have faith in him. And ultimately, it all comes down to a spiritual battle. That's what the scriptures say. Everything is spiritual. And it comes down to the spiritual battle, and we have this choice to make. Those are the two things it comes down to. It comes down to our choice of who we're going to put our trust and faith in, and it comes down to this spiritual battle of which side we're going to choose. The thing is, we are the ones that are in control of this choice. Now, there are opposing factors. It's just like there's a political race going on right now. And we have to make our decision, if we decide to make our decision, whom we will serve. And we must understand there's candidates of man, and then there's the true king. And you cannot go wrong with serving the party of the true king and serving Yahweh always 100% of the time and not choosing man, no matter how tempting it might seem. To understand Yahweh's ways are always better. But we have to understand the result of our actions is a result of our choice. And whether we know it or not, it says the actions reflected by the heart. As a face is reflected in water, the actions are reflected by the heart of man. And we have to decide which heart we want to follow. Do we want to follow our deceitful heart? Or do we want to follow a new circumcised heart? The spiritual battle that's going on, It's a race that's going on that we need to vote for and trust. It's a race between Yahweh and the enemy. And this is all spiritual. And the choices we make are based on how the candidates are running their race. You see, you have the race or the political party of Satan, who's appeasing your fleshly desires. That's all he has to go on. He's making you feel good about doing things that are in opposition to Yahweh's word because you're living in the flesh. And that's all he has to go on. And if you like those decisions and those feelings and everything else, you're going to vote to choose the side of Satan. But then there's Yahweh, our creator. And his campaign strong point is very simple. Two things. His word, which is the Bible, and his son, which is the Messiah, Yeshua. Those two things. And you have the choice. The choice is to choose Yahweh or choose Satan. If you choose Satan, your fleshly desires will be satisfied. If you choose Yahweh, not only are you choosing the creator of all, the Bible, Yeshua, but he will transform your mind to no longer want to do the desires that your flesh desires. He will make you into a new creature where you're going to desire the things that he wants us for us. No longer will you be making an investment here, only on earth, making an investment here in your future for eternity. And you have that choice. You have that choice. It says in Ephesians 16:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, and against the rulers and the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what it comes down to. And I am telling you this right now. Lack of faith, lack of trust, lack of willing to be obedient to our Creator comes down to one thing: spiritual darkness. Comes down to the deception, the veil being over your eyes, and the enemy just continually making you think you're a good person and living good, when in fact you're living a disobedient life according to our Creator's commandments. And there's warning after warning after warning about the curses that are attached to that. We must understand what is going on here in this spiritual battle. Because it's not a physical battle only. It's a spiritual battle that's leading us to make the wrong choices. And yes, I say the wrong choices because I see the way people are acting and the way they choose. When the scriptures say, for my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, they have to be. Because it says in the Hebrew, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge of me. Of Yahweh's words. Of Yahweh's understanding who He is. Because no one with the right mind would not have, anyone that has the knowledge of Yahweh is going to choose His side always. So I'm going to tell you these things right now, and you're going to have to make this decision. Yahweh's side to choose, when you trust Him and have faith in Him, will lead to certain feelings and emotions and actions. When you've chosen the enemy's side in this battle, it will lead to different feelings and emotions. And I can tell you, the more I mature as a soldier for Yahweh, I clearly see the difference of these different things. And much experienced more people who are much older than I am, who have made these choices, you could see it in them. There's Yahweh's kingdom versus Satan's kingdom. And that's what it comes down to. Yahweh's kingdom versus Satan's kingdom. And when we look at this, I want you to think about this. If you have any of these things in your life, you either subconsciously or consciously have made the wrong choice and not put your complete trust in a wonderful Creator. And it's not necessarily me trying to judge you and knock you down. I judge you to lift you up. Iron sharpens iron. Do not reject what I'm about to say. Accept it and change. Yahweh says to love Him with all your heart, not just some of your heart, with all your soul, with all your heart and soul. And I could sit here and I could say, if you're being disobedient to the commandments, you don't love Him. If you're being disobedient to the commandments, you don't understand Him. I've said that enough. But today, I'm going to tell you the truth, the cold hard truth. If you are doing the things I'm going to mention right now, or these things are part of your emotions in your life, you have not fully put your trust in Yahweh. The fruits of the Spirit, one of them is self-control. Self-control. And if you are not controlling yourselves, you have not received the fruits of the Spirit because you have not put your full trust in Yahweh. So, you have put more trust in Satan than Yahweh if you have any of these things in your life. And these are the spiritual strongholds that Satan keeps upon people, and you must break them. And that's where the power of prayer comes in. If you have any of these things in your life that I'm going to mention now, don't get depressed, mad, angry, or upset. That's just adding to it. No. If you are going to get defensive now about these things I'm going to say, you are guilty of not completely trusting Yahweh. And I implore you to pray. To just pray to Yahweh. And admit, Yahweh, I'm guilty of that. And I don't want to serve Satan. I want to serve You completely. Please take that stronghold away from me. Rebuke Satan and get him out of your life. In every area of your life. Whatever area of your life is. The generational curses of the the fear and the anxiety of all situations that may have happened in your life. These are the things that we must understand. And these are things that Satan has tempted us with for his whole life, for our whole life in many areas. And when we break those things, we can start experiencing the peace that Yahweh brings along with us. Rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy or envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, and greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, critical spirit, fear of man, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful, self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. If any of these things are part of your emotional life, if there is any of these things in your life that you know you have, you need to stop serving Satan and put your trust in Yahweh completely. Completely trust him. Because if you have these in your life, you don't completely trust him. We could say on the level of the commandments, well, there was only one perfect one in our Messiah, and only he can keep all the commandments perfectly. And you could say that and try to justify or unjustify things with our actions and our works and everything else. But these are our emotions, and this is our heart speaking right now, speaking to us. If you truly want to have the Holy Spirit of a wonderful Creator and stop rejecting that, these things cannot be part of your life. And it's very possible to live without these things. And how can we confirm when we're living according to our Creator and we've chosen our Creator's side? Love, joy, and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, justice, honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. These are the two sides. These are the two sides. And when the enemy tries to get us upset or riled up, we tend to roll with the emotions of his side. And all that is tied to being disobedient to him. I will submit to you right now, if you are following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and the closer you follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, it tells you who you are serving. It tells you which side you are choosing. And when you're choosing the side of Yahweh, all of these positive emotions that Yahweh wants you to experience are everything that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, told us how to live and what to do. Hebrews 13:21 says, may he equip you with all your need for doing his will. May he produce in you through the power of Yeshua every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. This is why we must understand, as it says in 1 Corinthians 5:18, we must give thanks in all circumstances for the will of Yahweh in Yeshua Messiah for you. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do, whether the word or deed, do it all in the name of Yeshua, giving thanks to Yahweh through the Father through him. Glory. Glorifying our Creator. Glorifying our Creator in the choices we make and who we're going to put our trust in and our faith in. Psalms 103 verse 2 says, praise Yahweh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We must get this. We must understand this. Psalms 30 verse 4 says, sing praises to Yahweh, you his faithful people. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. That's what this whole thing is about. The Suffer Well devotional series. 1 Peter 4:19 says, so then those who suffer according to Yahweh's will shall commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Continue to do good. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. James 1:12 says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised to those who love him. To those who love him. Psalm 37:28-29 says, for Yahweh loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish, and the righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. We can look at the end result of everything we're doing and ask, what are your actions? Are you keeping the commandments of our Creator, or are you not? But we can look at the beginning of the race and say, what is your choice? What side are you choosing? Your fleshly desires of this world, or are you choosing the eternity that waits for us, and we make our investments in that, and we choose Yeshua and his ways and his campaign over the enemy's campaign? We understand this. It said in 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of Yahweh range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war. This is those that have not committed to him versus those who fully committed to him. Do you truly love him with all your heart? If you do, you're going to hate living against his guidelines and instructions. If you do, you're going to hate when other people live against his guidelines and instructions. You're also going to want to have nothing to do with these negative thoughts and emotions of Satan, now he tries to control you. You're not going to be interested in your own fleshly desires. You're going to be interested in Yahweh's ways, even if it goes against everything that you think is right, because you're putting your faith and your trust in Yahweh. You're no longer letting yourself make those decisions. You're going to take them all to Yahweh in prayer and let him make those decisions for you. I'm telling you this, you can't go wrong with Yahweh. You can't go wrong with Yahweh. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, the steadfast love of Yahweh never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every single morning they are renewed. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for Yahweh can be trusted to keep his promise. To keep his promise, as it says in Numbers 23:19, Yahweh is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? He will keep his promise. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. And Proverbs 26 says, many claim to have an unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find? We must choose to be faithful in our wonderful Creator, in his ways, the desires that he wants for us. And that's found in his Torah, the first 5 books of the scriptures. Remember the confirmation of this being the fruits of the Spirit. People say, where is the fruit? Where is the fruit? The fruit, I always say it, is not in the mansions and the nice cars and all these things. No, the fruit is in there. The love, joy, peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, the self-control. These are the things. This is what we must understand. In 1 Samuel 2:35 says, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and my mind. I will firmly establish his priestly house, and they will be a minister before me, my anointed ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what we remember. It all comes down to one thing. It all comes down to one way. And that is trusting and believing in Yahshua, a wonderful Messiah. Without him, everything is incomplete. The whole story is incomplete without Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. If you want to experience all the fullness and everything, it all comes down to Yeshua and his blood for us. And it's a beautiful thing. We can be a follower of him, and his desires will become our desires. So I ask you all right now that are listening, those of you that are falling short, you know, you seek to do the good, but you just seem to struggle with sin, or those of you that are just not even making the effort and you're making the choice to live in sin, and sin is transgression of the Torah of the law. You listening right now on a Christian radio station might think, not you. Not you. You're the one that follows our Creator. But I ask you, what about the fourth commandment of keeping the Sabbath? What about the commandment we have of following His holy set apart days? What about the commandment of not worshiping and idolizing pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter and Halloween and these things? Ask yourself, are you living in line with the Creator or not? Those of you that say you believe watching, whether it's on the internet or radio, do you have hatred or violence or rejection or jealousy or lust in your life? Is there pride in your life? Do you find yourself lying and telling fibs? What about these things? Do you find yourself fearing man more than you fear our Creator? It's time we got real with ourselves and admitted to our Creator in prayer that we've been wrong. We've made the wrong choices, but we're ready to change. We're ready for Him to circumcise his heart, truly circumcise heart, not just give Him lip service, but put this into action, and for Him to help us, for Him to help us, and we can do all things through Him who strengthens us. So praise Yahweh. It says in the scriptures, in Mark 11:24, for this reason I tell you, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it, and it will be done. Ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Watch and pray that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We must realize that and believe that and trust that and understand what Yeshua did for us and understand how blessed of an opportunity we have if we put our faith and our trust in Him and only Him, to love Him with all our soul and all our heart. And we all have the opportunity to do that. So don't let anyone tell you different, especially the enemy through his tempting ways. Don't let him tell you different. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I ask you again today, as you're listening to this, are you truly seeking our Word Creator? Do you spend more time in the Word than you do watching sports? Do you spend more time listening to psalms and hymns than you do listening to secular music? Where is your trust? Where is your faith? This is the day to get right with our Creator. This moment, right now. Make that choice and be dedicated to following Him. To following Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this message. And I pray that you take it seriously. And I know there's people out there that need to hear this today. Choose the right side. Choose the right side. As for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody. You can see more on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or the Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
Though I'm pressed on every side, I still know I'm not abandoned. Though the ways of God aren't mine, I still know I'm not forsaken.